Chesterfield manager Roy McFarland always makes a phone call to Mick Jones, the Telford manager, every Saturday night after a game. I wonder where the first point of conversation will be after Telford's FA Cup win and Chesterfield were battered at Plymouth Argyle. The Pilgrims were five, yes, five up in the first 17 minutes as Chesterfield didn't look like a side that were unbeaten in the last four games. The defending was appalling. Argyle, chasing their seventh successive league victory, took full advantage and how. Lee Hodges scored the first after just 4 minutes. A Martin Phillips cross. The keeper didn't hold on to it, Cole Muggleton, and Hodges had the easiest of tasks. Capaldi made it two, 7 minutes later, an old Joffrey free kick, a free header 6 yards across the box, and Capaldi gleefully banging home. Nathan Lowndes got his first on 12 minutes after, again, the defence failed to clear. Frio, his first on 16 minutes, a header from a Capaldi corner. And then it was 5-0 after just 17 minutes. Nathan Lowndes second after the defence was carved open by a combination of Michael Evans and the star performer in a team of stars, David Frio. Argyle just took their foot off the pedal momentarily, well, for 20 minutes, and then it was 6-0 on 37. Again, Friel was unmarked, a criminal offence, his header straight into the back of the net. Chesterfield must have had a roasting at half-time, but to their credit, after making just one substitution in start of the second period, looks a different side, and they attacked Argyle to try and put respectability onto the score sheet. Luke McCormick then came into his own, a virtual spectator all the way through the match, showed his speciality, saving one-on-ones. Substitute Marvin Robinson, top scorer for Chesterfield this season, was odds on, but McCormick came, spread his body, and kept another clean sheet. Argyle were fooled in their attempts to score in the second half until 2 minutes from the end, and Friel became the first man for Argyle to score a hat-trick since Paul McGregor did so at Torquay United. His header from a corner sealed the victory to make it a seventh successive win in front of 13,109. Beware Grimsby Town, who face Argyle next week. Plymouth Argyle 7, Chesterfield 0.